Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday night with us. And we're looking at having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let's believe God. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, oh God, to return once again to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to call upon your name.
Thank you.
Oh my God, we humble ourselves before you and we ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you'll forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Oh, Lord, amen. Look upon us right now. Touch, Lord God. Heal and deliver, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing tonight, Lord, and send your word, oh God. Let your word have free course, oh, Lord, and let everyone who hears your word tonight receive a special blessing, both spiritually and naturally. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, elevate us and take us higher. Help us, Lord, to do your will, O God. Take us by the hand. Lead us and guide us. Lord, show us the way you have us to go. We want to do your will, Lord, but we need you to reveal unto us how to go about doing your will. We need insight, Lord. We need you to teach us your ways and how to walk in your statutes. Lord, commandments, and help us to keep your commandments. Help us, Lord, to continue in your will and in your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who don't know you tonight. We ask, God, that you will reach out to them, Lord, that you will make yourself known unto them. Oh, my God, and save the lost souls of men. Lord, send your healing virtue tonight into the hospitals. Oh, God, into the sick room. Whoever is sick in their body, touch them, Lord God, and raise them up. Oh, my Lord, you're able to heal the incurable disease. You're able to heal the viruses, oh, God. Any affliction, oh Lord, you have the power to do all things, Lord, and we believe you tonight. We are asking you, Lord God, to make us whole inside and outside. Oh, blessed Savior, you know everything that's going on in our bodies. There are some things that we are not aware of, but Lord, you know about it, oh God. And we are asking you, Lord, to heal us emotionally and mentally. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Work on us, my Lord, and make us all over. Create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and yes, renew a right spirit within us. Oh, Lord, please have your way. Help us to surrender unto you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to do all that you command us, Lord. Take away the drawback, Lord Jesus. Take away the doubt and
yes,
the
Lord.
Unbelief, Lord. Take away fear, Lord Jesus. Take it away from us right now and help us to go forward. Give us power, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to do all of your will in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this broadcast even the more. Let it grow. Let it expand. Lord, let it reach far and near. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us, Lord. Keep us and preserve us. Send your word tonight, Lord God. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Anoint the speaker, my God, and have your way. Be merciful unto us, Lord, and remember those, oh, God, who are incarcerated. We pray, Lord, that you will remember them in a special way, that you will save them, Lord Jesus, that you will deliver their souls, oh God. Make the enemy lose his hope from them.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, remember those who are hungry, Lord, who don't have food or shelter. We pray, God, that you'll provide for them, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know their situations. Those who are going through wars and famines, oh, God, be
yes,
merciful, Lord, and
please,
save in the name of Jesus. Remember the bereaved families tonight, Lord. Give them comfort and consolation in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them through this difficult time. We know you're able, Lord. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word, oh, Lord God, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord,
for being patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for coming
thank
to see about
Jesus.
Us. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
For fighting our
thank
battle
you,
for us. Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for all you've done
thank you,
and for what you're doing right now, Lord, and for what
thank
you're
you,
about. God. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. Oh, Lord, we ask it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at
yes.
this time, we're going to have scripture, and I will be reading Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning with the 6th verse. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. May God bless the reading of his word.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. Thank God for the beautiful prayer being led by Evangelist Hameen and the beautiful scripture reading by Sister Cheryl. And just to let you know, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to pray for the entire Morton family, for Latricia Blackshear, for Crawford West, for Mary Anderson, for Sister Maria McBride, for Titus Edmond Sr., for Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sean Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmonds, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and for on and on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer, pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. and I would like to sing a portion of this song. Amen. Once my soul was astray from the heavens, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above. When he reached down his hand for me, when the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me, how my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice in the tempest. To him I cling, there to lean on his arm, safe secure from all harm. When he reached down his hand for me, when the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Evangelist Carmen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. When he reached way down his hand for me, glory to God, I'm so glad that he reached down and picked me up from where I was. I honor the Lord. Opportunity to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture. The word of God is so precious. Amen. The scripture stands out with me. It's actually one of my favorites. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Amen. It's time to call upon the Lord. And I thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. And I want to say to you that God has a special blessing just for you. So let's get ready to hear the word of God. Let's get ready to hear the Lord speak to us through his word. So put away all your distraction and put your mind completely on the Lord and expect to hear from the Lord tonight. So at this time, we're going to move on out of the way and yield the broadcast to Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Let us pray along with her and for her as she comes forth to minister to us the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, you allowed us to come together on this broadcast that the word of God may be preached and that you would save a soul, that you will touch and heal and forgive, deliver tonight. We know that you're able. We know you got the power. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you touch right now, oh Lord. Deliver the souls. Somebody needs your help, oh Lord. And we know you're here to help. We believe your word today, and we trust you. We thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the word of God. And we're going to begin in the book of Daniel, and about the 12th chapter of Daniel, and also Revelation, the 6th chapter, and verse 12, also Revelation, the 16th chapter, and verse 17. Praise the Lord. We are living in terrible times, so much trouble all around, so many things, tragic things happening in this world. But we shouldn't let it be a surprise to the saints of God and to the people of God. If you read your Bible and know what the word of God is saying unto you, praise the Lord. Let us go to Daniel 12 and 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Glory to God. I don't want to be in everlasting contempt, but glory to God, I want to be saved in the end. And the word of God said, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. Praise the Lord. And the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Glory to God. When you are wise, you will take these words to heart and you'll understand what the Lord is saying. When you look around in this world and see all the trouble that's going on, you will understand what these words are saying. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 and 30 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days. This was a prophecy of the great tribulation, things that is going to happen. This was being prophesied through the word of God. And Daniel was the vehicle by which the Lord began to prophesy to. And I praise God because everything that God prophesies and everything that God says will. Sometimes people, I've heard them say, I'm going to prophesy. Well, you go ahead, because the Bible says in that day that they're going to come before him and say, Lord, Lord, had not we prophesied in thy name? But the Lord is going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. And he's going to say, I never knew you. Glory to God. Praise God, we're living in terrible times. Everybody, it's trying to be something. Glory to God, but God didn't tell them to go and prophesy. He said in his word they ran, but I didn't call them. I didn't send them. Glory to God, they ran ahead of God before God could even use them. They done ran ahead of God, but it's not going to last. Everything is going down that is out of the word of God. And if we are out of the word of God, we too will be going down too. Glory to God, we have to stand on the word of God. God's word is going to stand forever. The heaven and earth shall pass away. But God said his word is not going to pass away. His word abided forever. My title tonight, The Wrath of God. And my theme is, what shall be the end of these things? What shall be the end of these things? You may have houses and land, all these things down here, but all this stuff is going down. I heard Jesus told the disciples, hallelujah, they began to walk and show Jesus the beautiful building. But Jesus began to speak and said, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. It's going to come on down, the beautiful buildings down. Don't set your affection on things down here, but set your affection on things above. All this stuff, all this corruption is going down, and nothing shall be able to stand but the word of God. Going over to Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 12. Hallelujah. And I beheld when he had opened the 6th seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree cast up her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Hallelujah. I tell you, have you ever seen the wind blow through the trees and the leaves begin to blow away? Hallelujah. And the next time you look at that tree, all the leaves are blown off tree. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible's saying the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree cast up her untimely figs. It wasn't time for the figs to come off the tree. Hallelujah. But when God got finished, the tree had no figs on it. Hallelujah. The tree cast up her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Hallelujah. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. This is a prophecy. God began to tell John to write to the churches. Glory to God. He began to write to the seven churches. And this also is a prophecy that God sent. And even the book of Revelation itself is a prophecy. And the Bible said, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, even the heaven, the sky, began to depart as a scroll, and then it rolled together, and every mountain and island, they were moved out of their places, even the mountain, glory to God, and the islands were moved out of their place. Now, you know that was a God of wrath. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich man and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man, glory to God. Oh, all these rich people, hallelujah, putting their money into other situations where they could gain more money. They're doing all kinds of corrupt things to gain more money, to gain more riches. Look around in the world and see what's going on. Hallelujah. And see how the devil, who is the prince of the air, he's down here. And he's working and going to and fro. He's using whoever he can. He's using the rich man. Hallelujah. He's using the chief captain. He's using the mighty men, those who got muscles and feel like they're so strong. Hallelujah. He's using them to do his dirt. He's using them to work all kinds of abominations. The Bible said, and every bond man and every free man, they hid themselves in the dens. Why did they hide themselves? Glory to God. They hid because of the wrath of God that came down from heaven. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Glory to God. Jesus came into the world to save the world. He gave his life that we all might be free.
are not ready to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, they're going to feel the wrath of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We're talking about the wrath of God tonight. God's wrath is furious. Hallelujah. God's wrath is going to retribute you. I heard somebody say on yesterday, I think it was, said, I come to retribute you. Oh, my God. He said he's going to give retribution, but God's is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Go ahead. If you think you're going to retribute somebody else, but God is going to give you, he's going to pay you back. He's going to give you your reputation. Yes, he is. God is going to pay you for the things you've done down here, for all the lies that you told. He said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. You've got people down here trying to pay somebody back, but God is going to pay you back if you didn't live right. And if you were telling lies, if you were cheating and robbing and stealing, God is going to pay you back. He's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. You don't want to be left down here. You don't want to feel the wrath of God when the rock won't fall on you. Hallelujah. And you can't hide yourself, glory to God, from the wrath of God. It's going to be a terrible day, such as was never before. The word of God lets us know, glory to God, that the wrath of God will come back in revenge. God is going to revenge his people. Hallelujah. We don't have to try to fight our own battles. We don't have to try to pay somebody back. God is going to take care of it himself. And if we don't do right, he's going to pay us too. Hallelujah. That's why I've been and praying and seeking the Lord. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be able to hide in Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says, and a man shall be as a hiding place. Jesus is that hiding place. If we're not in Jesus, we won't have no place to hide. We can run to the rocks, run to the dens, try to hide yourself. But the rocks, the Bible said in verse 16, and said to the mountain, and rocks, fall on us. Hide us from the face of them that sit upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand? The Bible said, he that shall endure unto the end, the saints shall be saved. Glory to God, we got to endure. If we can endure, we can be saved. We can be able to stand. Hallelujah. But if we don't endure to the end, we will not be able to stand. Glory to God, I want to be found in the word of God. What shall be the end of all these things? Because they're coming, and they're coming upon the face of the earth. Glory to God. What shall be the end of these things? Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm denying self because I want to be saved, and I want to endure unto the end. Let us go over to Revelation 16. Praise the Lord. The 16th chapter of Revelation and verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earth as was not since men were upon the earth. Glory to God. It's going to be an earthquake, and it's going to be as though we're not upon the face of the earth ever before. And it says, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, the wrath of God. We're still talking about God's wrath, God's fury upon this wicked earth and upon wicked men. Well, if God, he doesn't care whether you're rich, whether you're mighty, whether you're the chief captain. God doesn't care. It's not even going to matter. All your riches won't be able to buy heaven. Hallelujah. All your authority won't get you anywhere if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know God and the pardon of your sins. All of this stuff will matter not at all. Glory to God. We got to be right so that we can escape the wrath of God. Things is going to happen on the face of this earth. He said it was going to be thunder and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon, not since men were upon the earth. Now, you heard about that great earthquake over in Syria and Turkey, over 40,000 people killed in that earthquake, but that's nothing compared to what's going to happen when the Lord pour out of his fury and his wrath upon the wicked, upon men. Glory to God. Because when he comes, he's going to take the church up. The church is going to escape these things. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in St. Luke 21 and 36, he said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass." It's going to come to pass. It's a prophecy, but it's going to come to pass. You can stand on God's word. You can't stand on man's word, but this word, you can stand on it. Glory to God, because it's true, and it's coming to pass. And the Lord is warning the people so that they can escape that wrath. But if we don't watch and pray, if we find ourselves out of the word of God, it's going to be too late. Too late when he comes back. We got to be found in the word of God. And everything that is not like God, we have to get rid of it now. Glory to God. In order to be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, the wrath of God, what shall be the end of all these things? I thank God for the word of God tonight. Glory to God. I don't care what Satan does to try to stop the word of God. The word of God is going through anyway. It's too late, devil, because I got the word out. the word went out, glory to God, with a hoarse voice and everything else. But the word went out, and if you reject the word of God, it's coming up again. And you're going to have to tell God about it. Glory to God. Sometimes down here, we feel like, oh, we okay. But you better make sure that you are in the word of God, because we can't go off of our opinion, what we think or what we feel. We got to be in the word of God. And at this time, there may be somebody out there in radio land. We are extending to you an opportunity to give your life to the Lord if you don't know him, so that you may be able to escape the wrath to come. Glory to God. We thank God, and we know that God is able to save, and he's able to forgive. I don't care what kind of sin you might have committed. God is a forgiving God. He came to heal the sick. Glory to God. If you're sick today, God can heal you. He's here to deliver you. Praise the Lord. We thank God right now. Let us pray, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you touch and bless, that you will save tonight. If there's somebody out there in radio land that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we ask that you have mercy on them, that you will save them, O Lord. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them to give their life unto you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. We know you're able to save. You're able to deliver. You're able to fill with the Holy Ghost. Convert some soul. Sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Be merciful.
Yes,
let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind the works of Satan.
God.
Cast them out tonight. Cast them out, O Lord. Let them know that you are God and you're the only one that can deliver. Glory to God. You're the God of the universe. You're the God of heaven and earth. There's nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Have mercy tonight. Say to the uttermost, we want you to touch right now. Break up a stony heart. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to turn from their way. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Be merciful tonight, oh Lord. Send mercy tonight, Jesus. Help them, Lord, to get ready. Help them, oh Lord, to call on your name. Help them to give their heart unto you in the name of Jesus. Everything that's not like it, we pray that you find it. Cast it out. Help, Lord Jesus. Help tonight, oh Lord. Save, Lord, to the uttermost. We know you can do it. We believe it today. We bind every evil work and everything that's contrary to your will. We bind it tonight. We know all power is in thy hand. You said in your word, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Touch and bless tonight. Help us, oh Lord. Look on your people, oh Lord. Those who are being tried, those who are being tested, those who are afflicted in their bodies, those who are in pain. We pray that you touch them right now. Move the pain. Heal their bodies. Save, Jesus. Deliver them, oh Lord. Help them to overcome. Help, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to watch unto prayer. Help us to pray and seek your face the more, that we might get closer to you. Oh Lord, help us. love unto thee, that the will of God may be done in us. Help us tonight every way that's not like you. We ask you to move it away from us. Help us, oh Lord, to draw nigh unto you, calling on your name, denying ourselves, seeking your face,
yes,
that we might make it into the kingdom of God. Help us, Jesus. Help tonight. We want to escape the wrath, oh my God, that is to come upon the face of the earth. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you go into the prisons. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save, Lord. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call on your name. There is power in your name. You said for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved tonight. We know you're able. We take you at your word, and we believe you tonight. We pray that you look on the youth, change their minds, touch their hearts, break up their stony hearts, help them to run for their lives. Let them realize time is running out. They may be young, but time is still running out. Help, Lord Jesus, move in a mighty way. Work miracles. We know you're still working miracles, and we know you're still healing. You're still in the healing business. Help somebody to believe you, as the scripture has said. Help tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're down here waiting. We're praying. Oh, my God. We're looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. No other help we know. You are our very present help. We're waiting, Lord. Come to our rescue. Hear our prayer. Move for us, oh Lord. Move for your people. Take away everything that is contrary to your will. We want to serve you in the beauty of holiness. We want to be upright, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help tonight, oh Lord. Oh my God, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your word. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for your word. Thank you.
Thank you, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for it.
Yep.
So get closer to you. Thank you for what you're
yes.
doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us, oh Lord. Help, oh, yes, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need your help, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we want to go through. We want to be saved. We want to endure to the end. Oh, my God, help us to look to you as never before. Taking you at your word, doubting nothing. Cast out all fear and doubt. Cast it out, oh Lord. Satan seeking to hinder. He's seeking to overthrow us in the name of Jesus. He's trying his best to destroy our lives. He's trying to kill us out. But we believe your word. I believe your word, oh Lord, and I'm convinced that you're able to keep that which I've committed unto you against that day. I believe your word today, and I give glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Glory and honor and power belong to me in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh Lord. Pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by us. Help us to do your will as never before. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray, oh, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. The broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that anointed message, a judgment message. Thank God for that anointed prayer. And were you listening? Did you hear God speaking concerning the wrath of God? This come to pass. And the question was asked, what shall be the end of these things? Where will you be in that great day? Oh, glory to God. I tell you, the Lord surely spoke through Evangelist May concerning the wrath of God. And I just want to encourage everyone to please take the word of God in, apply it to yourself. Live by it every day. I thank the Lord for this message tonight. And anybody who is listening, if I were you, I would certainly seek the Lord while he may be found. I would call upon him while he is near so that we can escape the wrath to come. Glory to God. Evangelist May, continue to let the Lord use you and speak through you. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists or clergy who may be on the line at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about the wrath of God, and what a powerful message. And yes, God, he's a loving and merciful God, but who can stand against his wrath? Lord knows I don't want to be down here when those stars start falling and the heavens depart like a scroll. I don't want to be down here when the sun refuses to shine and the moon drips in blood. I want to be caught up to meet Jesus. I believe we all do. And, you know, not trying to find a rock or a mountain to hide us from the face of him who sitteth on the throne. No, we want to see his face in peace. This was, like Vanessa said, a judgment message. Powerful, very powerful. I want to say, Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other remarks?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I really want to thank the Lord so much for this confirmation of a prophetic message concerning us, children of God, to be ready. There's another man of God in Africa. God has talked to him directly about the wrath of God going to fall upon the whole earth because of sins. It's a lot of sins. So, brethren, we need to be to humble ourselves and repent. Let us start with our own selves, our family members, our nations, and the entire world. The Lord is very, very, very annoyed because the way we are living, we human beings, whom he created us in his image. So let us continue repenting every day. Because God talked to that man of God, a prophet, that earthquakes are going to happen in many, many places in this world. Earthquake, famine, tornadoes, wind. Where are we going to run to, my brethren? Let us seek God while we can find him now. Because the time is coming when we won't even have a place to go. I remember, sorry for taking too much time. I remember in one of the countries in Kenya during 9/11, there was a bomb. They threw the bomb near the embassy, American embassy. So near that bomb, embassy, there was another school which collapsed also. But there was one believer. They found him still alive, alone, and she was not at all. She was not at all. Why? Because he was with the Lord all the time. Let us seek him. When that time comes, when the God leaves that wrath, let us be one of those who are going to be spared. Because if an earthquake happens here, where do we run to? Nowhere. If the water comes to overflood everywhere, where are we going to run to? Only to Jesus. So my sisters and my brothers, I'm so happy. This is a confirmation of this message about the wrath of God. May the Lord bless you, woman of God. It is true. It's going to happen soon. So we have to pray ourselves. Those games, we have to leave them aside. Salvation must be real individually. Because when the wrath of God falls upon the earth, if we individual, who are we going to run to? Look at the people in Syria.
Yes.
Where are they? They are all dead. And you don't know where they went.
Yes.
May the Lord help each of us not to miss that rapture. It's true Jesus is coming back, brethren. And the enemy is releasing a lot of problems. People are forsaking the churches.
And the Bible says the judgment will start in the churches. The judgment will start in the house of God. Even we Christians, men of God have forsaken the way of God. May the Lord help each of us. Let us pray for our pastors, pray for the men of God, pray for our fellow brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, so that when the wrath falls upon the earth, we'll be spared. God bless you all.
I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful, powerful message tonight. Amen. Talking about the wrath of God. Amen. It's coming. Amen. It's coming. It behooves us. Amen. To get right what's not right. Amen. Do it and do it now. Like Jesus said, repent and do it quickly. Amen. Unless I come and remove the candlestick out of his place. Amen. So it's time to get right with God. Get right with God and let's do it now. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his only soul? God knows I don't want to lose out with God. I want to be ready when you call my name. I don't want to have to ask the rock to fall on me. I want to be caught up. Amen. I don't want to have to be trying to run and hide nowhere, but I want to be ready when he called my name. I thank God for this beautiful message tonight, a judgment message. Amen. Talking about the wrath of God. Amen. I want to encourage you, Ben Smith, to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Any other remarks? Praise God. Thank God for all the beautiful remarks. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Amin, and for Evangelist Khadija, and Evangelist Cynthia, and Sister Rhoda, and all who are on the line. We thank God for you. We thank God for the word of God. And I tell you, I feel like a revival. Glory to God. I tell you, it's revival time. It's time to put away a lot of this stuff. A lot of these things we doing, I tell you, and we act like we can't give God no time. Like we can only give him a certain amount of time. But we got to sacrifice and seek the Lord, go before the Lord and pray while we got it.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the people of God. Glory to God. The ones that name the name of Christ. Glory to God. We are the ones that need to go before the Lord in prayer and seek the Lord and let him speak to us. Let him lead us and let him show us what he wants us to do, which way he wants us to go. Because I tell you, sometimes you can get in a form and you just go to church on one day, this day, Lord have mercy, and just skimping here and there and skimping on the will of God. And I tell you, doing things, doing our will instead of doing God's will. The devil already don't want us to do God's will. He don't want us to be in the house of the Lord. He don't want us to conduct no revival. He don't want us to conduct no prayer revivals. He don't want us to be in all-night prayer. He don't want us to sacrifice. He don't want us to do nothing for God. But it's time after that. It's time for us to pray. The Bible said, watch and pray. And he said, watch ye therefore and pray always. Oh, my God, sometimes we just pray when we want to. But we got to pray always that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Stand before the Son of Man. We all going to have to stand before him. It don't matter where, what seat we're sitting in, what title we're holding, how long we've been here. We all are going to have to stand before God. Glory to God. So now, while we have a chance to seek the Lord, it's time to get closer to the Lord and
consecrate ourselves unto the Lord. And if we do these things, the Lord has strengthened us. He'll give us strength to get through these tests and these trials and the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. He'll help us to overcome. But we got to, most important thing is we have to endure unto the end. So we thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for each of you. We thank you for your patience, and we thank you for your continued support. And we pray that you continue to tune into this broadcast. If you want to tune in, she has given, the announcer has given the address, the phone number, and I'm going to give it again. You could just dial in 921-802-18, and the access code is 5847681. Feel free to tune in. If you got a testimony, you want to tell that testimony, you can get on this broadcast and give your testimony. Glory to God. As we came up to the church Sunday, there was a sister out there. She wants to give her testimony. She wanted to know when, what time did I have for her to give that testimony. I said, you can give it Sunday. You can give it on the broadcast. I'm ready. If you want to tell it, the doors is open so you can tell it, so somebody else can hear God has done. So we thank the Lord for all things. Thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda. And I'm asking all of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for the Gospel Truth broadcast. And at this time, if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. You can tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.